This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
King, the Lions have tweeted out 10 minutes of tricks as a Halloween treat. So it's a 10-minute video of like trick plays.
I like trick plays.
It's so great.
And you know, with the Lions and Ben Johnson, the well is deep for trick plays.
Very, very deep. Very deep. But just going back and in recent history with the Dan Campbell years, but also some Stafford years too. And forget some of these plays, like David Blau throwing a touchdown pass to Taylor Decker, Danny Amendola throwing a touchdown pass to David Blau. I've seen a couple of plays to Taylor Decker for touchdowns. It's just fun. And it's just one of the great things you love about football. Seeing all these Jack Fox fake punt passes. It's awesome.
Let's get back to your open line calls, 248-539-9797. Rob, you're next. What's up, Rob?
Hey, good afternoon, or good morning, I guess. I call from North Florida here, but a lifelong Detroit Lions fan.
Awesome.
Listen to some of these callers this morning and listen to the text that you're reading. Some of these fans have PTSD pretty severely. Yeah. I don't know what birthday party went wrong for the last caller. He's got some childhood trauma to unwrap. But listen, we are 6-1. I'm 56 years old. We are 6-1 for the first time in my lifetime. And some of these folks have PTSD. If Brad Holmes doesn't make a move, it's because the right move wasn't available. Let him be arrogant, but to use terms like gross negligence and too arrogant, he deserves to be arrogant. He's built a fabulous organization with the other leaders in the organization. And every right to be arrogant. If the right move isn't made, if it's not available, I trust that's because it wasn't available. Period. End of story.
Well, but would you say that it's sustainable to keep going at the way that they're going without having a pass rusher?
I don't know if it's sustainable or not, but here's the deal. You can't make a move just for the sake of making a move. And I'm not going to second guess the leadership that has put us in a position that I've not seen in my lifetime, and I don't know how old you guys are. I don't believe any of you've seen in your lifetime with the Detroit Football Lions.
Okay? Well, we haven't. So look, I feel like people's there's two things that are going on here. One is people's default position is that the GM's an idiot because their entire life the GM's been an idiot. And two is
right. Well, that was New England. That was New England, right? We dealt with the New England folks.
Yeah,
okay, but now we've got a team that has been put together and put together well. Trust the system.
Two is fans feel a 60-year desperation, and Brad Holmes doesn't. And I actually think that's healthy. But this is a 60-year quest for many people out there. This is however old you are, quest for many people out there. And it's possible that the GM he's operating as this is year four.
We both agree that we think he will make a trade. Let me ask you a different way. Do you think they need to make a trade?
Basically, can they not win the Super Bowl if they don't make a trade? No, I don't. I think they can win the Super Bowl if they don't make a trade. I don't think it's as likely, but I absolutely think they can win the Super Bowl if they don't make a trade. It's going to be tougher. I would prefer they make a trade, and I would strongly I would love if they made two trades. And
King,
I think they might.
King, do you think they need to make a trade?
Oh, see, this is a really tough question, man.
Yeah, how do you like that?
Yeah. Thanks.
Tables are turned.
I like it the other way. No. I think the Lions can still win the Super Bowl if they don't make the trade. But I don't feel comfortable about it. I'm to the point, guys, where I would give a first-round pick for Trey Hendrickson. I would. Because this window right now, this team is so good everywhere else. They're down two defensive ends, if not three, if you count Pascal. It's such a glaring hole and need just to fill it with someone a little bit better than what you got at least, you know? So I don't know if that answers your question, Gator, if they need to, but I just don't feel, I need to feel more comfortable, and I just don't right now.
I'll answer my own question. I think they need to make the trade to solidify their chances of winning the Super Bowl.
If they don't make a trade, you don't think they can win a Super Bowl?
No.
Wow.
No, because I think
they're out.
Well, I think they can compete to try to get there, but I don't think they win one. I think that they desperately need to get a pass rush. They don't have a pass rush. And I don't know how much it's going to improve with the guys that they have.
Well,
so I think they need to go out. And the thing is, they can.
Okay, so here's why I believe that they can still win a Super Bowl. Because while the pass rush is important, it's not the only component of pass defense. And I think they're stronger in the secondary by a wide margin from a year ago, as
I agree.
It stands right now. And so while they've lost some up front, they've gained it on the back end. I think their offense is better than a year ago. I think their back seven is better than it was a year ago. I think their run defense is on par with what it was a year ago. And I think last year's team was good enough to win the Super Bowl. And I think this year's team would be as well. With that said, I still prefer they make a trade.
Yeah, I think the back end of the secondary is definitely improved over what they were last year. But to this point, you know, they haven't faced the tough part of their schedule yet.
No, this is
so this is where it gets a little scary.
This matchup with going up against Reed and Watson and Dubs and Kraft. If Jordan Love is healthy, this is a hell of a test this weekend. I would agree with that. Let's go to Steve in Rochester Hills. Hi, Steve.
Hey, gentlemen. You know, I hear all the passion from a lot of people, fans, positive, negative, and all that. I agree with you, Doug. I think that they can win it. Yeah, I think so. If everything goes, you know, exactly like we hope it goes, and certain teams can get knocked out. I mean, but should they do something? Absolutely. I think it's a no-brainer. I also think Gator. I think sometimes because people can be upset. I mean, not to the crazy notion that there's some kind of like someone's doing some treasonous thing or something like that. And we all know people sensationalize everything now in all their words. Everything is super great, fantastic, even though it was mediocre. So, I mean, so we know that with people, with their words. But I think with this current cast of players that we have on that position, we need help. And if this doesn't scream, and I blame this, partially with our GM, is basically why are they keeping James Houston when he's done nothing for two years?
What else are they going to do?
He was hurt last year.
I mean, last year he missed most of the season because he had a broken ankle. But what are you going to do right now? Would you just waive him?
No, I'm not. I'm not talking about right this second. I'm talking about. I mean, the guy has not even been on the field.
Well, he has been on the field. He had 19 snaps last week. He had, I think, 14 the week before. He's getting back onto the field out of necessity because of injuries right now.
Made a couple tackles last
week. Okay, if he can muster up anything, that would be a plus. But I mean, I really do believe that that we have to get somebody decent, not somebody just to fill a spot and have a body there. We need someone that.
No, they have to. You can't just get somebody who's on par with what you have. You have to get somebody that's an improvement.
And I'm going to suspect they will. The problem is, I also right now feel like it's not going to be a massive name, and people are going to be pissed.
That might be.
And that's where even though it's a guy that can come in and help them, people will be pissed because it's not Max Crosby.
This is why I'm trying to throw out other names out there to prepare myself for what might be, and that's why I brought up the name Carl Granderson, who people don't know much about, but, the veteran in the league playing with New Orleans, he's a defensive end. He can get after the quarterback a little bit and has. A guy that Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn know could see that, you know. And I brought this up a couple weeks or last week anyway when you were out, and I think I brought it to you early in the week. I'm not going to be completely surprised if Chase Young's name comes up again, just from the pure pass rushing standpoint that they need to have that and just use him as a pass rusher. I think there are other players out there, but are people getting all their hopes up that it's going to be Za'Darius Smith or Trey Hendrickson or bust? I feel like,
that's a dangerous place to put yourself in.
Or but Khalil Mack or whatever, yeah.
Well, it's because if it was easy without Hutch, why even re-sign Hutch? Why even extend Hutch? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They still need somebody, and I'm almost leaning to the side of you, Gator.
They
like,
haven't extended him yet.
I know, but if you could win it without him,
you don't need him. Yeah.
No, you need a player like that, and I'm almost to the side of you, Gator. I almost say they need to make a trade.
They need to make a trade.
They need it.
I think they need to.
They need it.
97-1 the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.